You're with SBS Radio.
The National Rugby League Grand Final takes place at Sydney Olympic Stadium on Sunday evening between the Sydney Roosters and the Canberra Raiders. As defending premiers, the Roosters go into the final as strong favourites. But question marks over the fitness of captain Jake Friend have dominated the build-up. He's been named on the reserves bench despite not playing since round 18. Roosters coach Trent Robinson says Friend will be given until the last minute to prove his fitness.
He's the captain for a reason, and he's the high quality player that he is in person, so we want that. And then the second thing is we've had a sort of year of whoever's taken that 17 on has delivered, so we really want him to perform, but we also know the 17 if he's not there.
The Raiders haven't won a grand final since 1994, and ending that 25-year wait for a title will be tough to do against the Roosters. But despite not being given much chance of victory by many experts, coach Ricky Stewart says his side has embraced the club's history, but are inspired by it rather than being overawed by it.
This is all about us this week. It's the boys have bought in and done a very good job of wanting that to be a part of our culture, that we understand and appreciate the past, but now this is about us, and I know the past to be thinking about us too.
A scare went through the Raiders' camp during the week, with captain Josh Hodgson missing a training session due to a virus. The club has since confirmed he'll be a certain starter. At the Rugby World Cup this weekend, Australia's Wallabies are in desperate need of a win when they take on Uruguay on Saturday afternoon in Japan. The selectors have made 12 changes to the side that lost to Wales last weekend, with Jordan Patea coming in to make his debut. Nick White and Christian Lealofano are expected to line up, while Matt Tamua is expected to start at inside centre. Australia will wear an Indigenous-themed jersey in the match. Tamua is of Samoan heritage, but he says Indigenous Wallaby Kirtley Beale has helped to raise awareness of what the jersey means.
We're very fortunate at the moment that we've got Kirtley and the team, and he's shared with us quite a lot of stories in terms of what it means and getting recognition for the people, you know, first people of our country. And, you know, we've had a checkered history there, and so I think to get that and to start getting that recognition, it's quite exciting. And I think as a player and a supporter of rugby, I'm quite proud that rugby's, right at the forefront of that.
Australia needs to beat Uruguay and then Georgia in its final group match to guarantee a spot in the quarterfinal. The World Athletics Championships come to an end in Doha in the early hours of Monday morning, but the backdrop to the event has been dominated by top coach Alberto Salazar's four-year doping ban. He fell foul of an investigation by the United States Anti-Doping Agency that found he'd facilitated doping conduct in his work as a coach to develop United States endurance athletes. Canadian sprinter Jerome Blake says the news isn't good for the sport.
It's kind of unfortunate, but I mean, it's a part of it. It's a part of sport where people do, you know, things just to make themselves a little bit better than the next person that they competed against, unfortunately. So, you know, like, you got to tip your hat to the guys who are, like, doing their best, working really hard to make themselves better without trying to, you know, do anything negative to make themselves better.
The National Basketball League gets underway this weekend with the defending champions Melbourne United aiming to start their season with a win against Perth Wildcats on Saturday. The league is attracting a lot of attention this year with the signings of rising stars such as LaMelo Ball from the United States, who's joined the Illawarra Hawks. Melbourne coach Dean Vickerman says Ball won't be the last big name heading to Australia in the upcoming season.
You know, everyone's in a financial position. It seems that they have the ability to change decisions and try and add to their roster. And yeah, it's going to be one of those seasons where if someone loses a few games, I think teams will be pretty quick to make some changes. I don't see that happening with our team, but again, you know, injury and different things certainly allow you to do that.
SBS Viceland viewers will be able to see how the match pans out. Every match of the entire NBL season can be seen on streaming platform SBS On Demand. John Baldock, SBS News.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.